It's Wednesday, May 18th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Thanks be to God for the Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives who blocked a provision that would have required women to register for the military draft. The committee's chairman, Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said he admired young ladies who volunteer and serve, but, quote, "I am adamantly opposed to coercing America's daughters to sign up for the Selective Service at 18, unquote. Just 1 week after 100 United Methodist clergy collectively came out of the closet, delegates from their conference are considering more than 100 pieces of human sexuality legislation. The Methodists came together this week for their general conference in Portland, Oregon. Its Book of Discipline calls the practice of homosexuality, quote, "incompatible with Christian teaching," unquote. If the nearly 1,600 clergy who wrote letters of support for homosexual clergy have it their way, that wording will change soon. Pray that God convicts them of their sin instead, and that many of them repent and call out to God for forgiveness. An openly homosexual Austin, Texas pastor who gained attention last week when he announced his lawsuit against Whole Foods for supposedly writing a sexual slur on a cake he ordered has now confessed he was lying. After store investigators exposed Pastor Jordan Brown's deception, he dropped the lawsuit. He told news outlets on Monday that he was wrong for using the media to perpetuate his lies. "We can be thankful that this time, just like Brown's cake read, love wins." In last night's Democratic presidential primaries, Bernie Sanders won Oregon handily, and Hillary Clinton barely eked out a victory in Kentucky. 212,549 votes for her, compared to 210,626 votes for Bernie Sanders. Both Democratic candidates will receive 26 pledged delegates. Hillary Clinton will receive 3 superdelegates, Democratic Party officials who favor her candidacy. President Barack Obama's reckless use of executive power last week, directing all public schools to allow boys and girls to use the restroom of their choice, is encouraging the homeschooling movement. Michael Ferris, a constitutional lawyer and the co-founder of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, said that the once very small movement of homeschoolers now includes millions, which continues to grow because of the dangerous conditions created by Obama. A number of conservative states and school districts have already indicated that they will not obey the edict. Other school districts said they will allow biological boys into girls' bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms, and vice versa. Ferris said, "Obama's order delivers a message of unmistakable philosophical hostility for those who hold traditional moral values." The World View spoke to David Goodwin of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
Some of what's going on right now with the Obama administration has become so hostile to Christian values. If you look at the more recent history, let's say 1995 to present, we saw growth throughout that time period from about 11% of students to about 15% of students being in private conservative Christian schools. So I would anticipate that we would see it grow again in the next few years, probably at a pace we haven't seen for quite some time, maybe since the mid-60s, as parents try and adapt to the new environment in the schools where it's no longer just a matter of the safety or practice of what's going on in the school, but it's the very hostility of the ideas that are being given to their kids.
A nationwide ripple effect continues since the United States Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions last year. Many businesses and individuals have been sued. Now, 2 artists who say their gifts can only be used to glorify God are under assault in Phoenix, Arizona. Brianna Koski and Joanna Duca are being sued for not wanting to create artistic works for weddings joining 2 men or 2 women. City officials say they believe the law can force their hands. They face heavy fines and even jail time if they lose their case. Pro football quarterback and pro-life star Tim Tebow opened a hospital in Filipino City where his mother Pam refused to abort him when she became ill while on a missions trip. Doctors insisted she'd die without the abortion. Tebow eagerly cut the ribbon on the Tebow Cure Center in Davao City, thanking God for the gift of his life. Tebow touched millions with his story in a Super Bowl commercial that told his story. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. And that's the world view on this Wednesday, May 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, the worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.